Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well. For in due season, you're gonna reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Good morning, my name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside with my papa, Digga Joe Lewis.
Well, hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Brother Joel Lewis, and you are listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you can be. Oh, I'm excited this morning about our program. I'm excited about the guest that's going to join us this morning. We're into our fourth day of our five-day revival located in South Dallas. You know, this is an internet program. We go around the world, but this show is based here in Dallas, and our street revival has been going on, and God has been showing himself mighty. God has been showing himself strong. The chains have been broken in the lives of our men and women that are struggling with addiction, with loneliness, with heartache. And I'm bringing guests on here to share what God is doing and how you too can make a difference. I am very pleased to bring our first guest aboard here. He spoke at our revival yesterday. He's from the Pure Word Church, and Pastor Ellis is going to come on, and he's going to share with us what does says the Lord this morning at this grateful and joyful time. Good morning, Pastor Ellis.
Good morning, Dr. Lewis. How you doing?
Well, God bless you. Thank you. Welcome aboard here. Oh, bro, I'm excited about yesterday. Oh, you blew their socks off, if I can say that, you know, with songs and with words of encouragement. Introduce yourself and tell us about what God has put to your hands to do.
Well, praise God. I thank God for the opportunity, and thank God for you definitely and for your ministry. My name is Pastor Ellis. I've been pastoring about 17 years here in the city of Lancaster, Texas. And we're just a church that's on the move and growing and excited about what God is doing this last day, and want to see the kingdom of God advance at this time and season. And so we thank God.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. We thank God for you, man, and thank God for this opportunity.
No, thank you. Because we know that you had to avail yourself to be used at this particular ministry. Oh, what a great, what a blessing it was. Men and women were truly being blessed by the words of encouragement. Now, Pastor, how did you get to this point here? Because sometimes street ministry is challenging.
Well, I cut my teeth on street managers. Ministry. I've had some rare occasions, some great miracles out in the street. And the Bible tells us the sign would follow those that believe. In Mark 16, it tells us to go into all the world and to preach the gospel. You know, preaching inside the church is great, and it's an anointing that flows, but there's a different flow in the anointing when we're out in the open air and preaching the gospel to those that are hurting and those that are in need. God shows up greater because the world need not a physician. And when God comes in among us out there, man, I'm telling you, the power of God is available to heal those that are bruised and hurting and those that don't have. And I get a joy out of seeing people transformed. If you're a pastor and you love God, one of your greatest joys is to see people's lives actually become what the Word said they can become right before your eyes. There's no other joy greater than that, than to see lives transformed.
Amen, amen. We're going to stop a moment here. You're listening to Pastor Ellis from the Pure Word Church. They're located in the Lancaster area there. And you two can join in the conversation. That number would be 310-982-4126. Again, that number is 310-982-4126. And he's sharing with us the joy it is to be a part of a street ministry. You know, this is our second year doing this revival. And last year God showed up, but this year he showed out. And thank you for being a part of that. And you know, you brought some of your members down, and we had great food, great fellowship. Pastor Dwight is a part of what we're doing, and I like to say that you're a part of what we're doing. But what words of encouragement can you give someone that say, I don't know if I can do this? Can God really use me? Because I named my program being Free on the Inside. So share with us, how did that freedom come about in Christ Jesus?
Well, Doc, that's a good question. And, you know, in order for those to really get the experience and move of God, we have to go out and exercise and tell the goodness of God. That's a commandment. That's a commission. And in order to do so, we have to have a love of God placed in our heart for that. And that's why we pray and we ask God for revelation through his word and give us the anointing through the power of the Holy Spirit to go out and minister to those. And like I said earlier, if you ever see a life transformed before you, as you minister on the streets and you have to see people come off the street and see their lives change, you want to go back. If you love God, you want to go back and give those who have less fortunate than you are. And this is part of the love of God, and to see people's hearts change through the word. And I'm one of the kind of, I was curious, brother, that when they told me if something works, I wanted to see exactly do what they told me it would do. And the kingdom of God is set up like that. I want to see people's hearts change. You know, pastoring has gotten such a bum rap, and I'm in my heart wanting to see God get the full glory due to his name by getting out and doing what he said to do. And here's the catch. There's no other way we can love God without loving our fellow man. That's the key. If you're going to love God, you have to love me. I believe that was John that said, how can you love a God you can't see and don't love me who you see every day? And so when we see these people that are out there and homeless and hurting, we should have a passion, as Jesus did, to feed them and to clothe them and to minister to them. And because everybody's out there, not out there because they're bombs. Some people are out there because Satan has tripped them. Satan has destroyed their thought life and came in and deceived them. And some of them feel that God have abandoned them and God is not with them anymore. All of these are lies that he has fed the people. And what better place to go and represent God than to tell folks that they've been deceived? Paul said, how can they hear except by a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So we have to go, and we have to go in God's name and go with the joy of the Lord and let God bless us. And the revival was great last night. We appreciate the souls that came down. And I believe that the manifestation of God is taking place in their heart, even as we speak, Doc.
Hey, man, God bless you. And, you know, I'm on the other end of the spectrum that you're talking about. What if I help people and pour into people's resources and the word of God, and they let me down and they disappoint me? I'm fearful of that. How can I overcome something like that if I pour into somebody and they just turn their back on me and walk away?
Well, Doc, that's part of the system. Jesus had that to happen to him. In Mark, I believe, chapter 10, the rich ruler came to him. And he asked Jesus, I want to be saved. I want to do this. Jesus laid the laws down to him, or the commandments to him, and he walked away. So rejection is part of the kingdom. If you go out and you get rejected and people don't accept Christ, you don't stop, Doc, because one thing you have to remember, he said his word will not go out and return void. He said that he's not a man that he should lie. So if God tells you to go and minister, and you do it in love, and you do it from the perspective that these are God's sheep. They're the sheep of his pastor. You're going to get rejected. There's people come in and out of church all the time. But you can't stop preaching because somebody came in and left. And this is what most people quit witnessing when they stop going out and stop telling people about the Lord. They're afraid of rejection. Rejection will, Jesus said, offenses will come. So we can't get caught up in the rejection area of the kingdom and not allow God to continue to use us, because everybody's not going to accept God.
Hey,
but
man,
you don't stop listening to them.
And that is so true. I wanted you to say that, because sometimes people are so fearful of this. And fearful is a good thing, because it give you respect to God. Let you know, hey, I'm doing this. This is God. You know, what you were sharing with me. You know, I'm writing these down as you talk. You mean tell me this is more than just words that you're speaking? You know, what Jesus, you know, what you were saying, some things that those are more than just words. When the rich man came to Jesus and he talked to him. So these are principles that we can live by.
Yes, sir.
When he said, I will leave you nor forsake you, those are more than just words.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, these are more than just words.
It's reality, man.
Yes, it is.
It's reality.
Oh, Pastor,
God, you are blessing me.
Oh, you're God blessing me. We got a call on the line. We're going to bring them in here and just share their thoughts and comments about what we're doing in the revival that's going on here. The phone line is lit up, so we can't bring everybody in, but we thank you for listening to the program. Thank you for being a part of what we're doing. And you're listening to Pastor Ellis for the Pure Word Church, located in the Lancaster area here. We're going to open our phone line up for a caller. Good morning, caller. You on the net?
Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Speak up,
Brother
sir. How you doing?
Yes, how you doing,
sir.
Today,
welcome.
Brother Lewis?
I'm doing real good, real good. Now, we have our guests on the line here. Would you like to give us some comments or just listen in?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to him.
Well, he's open. The line is open.
Okay. How you doing, Real Man?
I'm doing great, sir. How about yourself?
Yeah, I met you yesterday. You know, my brother is a prime example of a person that had a calling. Basically, you know, God had to bring him through some things, and he had to go through some things in order to get to where he is now.
Right.
I can witness that how God has changed his life, and basically it was like a thing both of us, you know, went through together with each other, you know. Our parents.
Right.
And it took around 25 years for him to really to understand that he can't do this by himself.
Yes.
He have God in order to change. And once you put this word in, like yesterday, you know, I noticed it in your sermon, what you were saying, that how drug addiction is like how people use needles and cut themselves.
Right.
It's like a punishment. You're trying to punish yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean,
like yes, sir. We talked about the man in the tombs, and the word in the Greek tombs actually the word means to remember. That's why we put people away and we put them in the ground and we keep their memory and we know we can go visit the grave, whatever. But he was suffering, if you want to look at it in a spiritual form. He suffered from bad memory. He was being tormented. The devil was just destroying him, and the Bible, he was cutting himself to try to relieve himself. And, man, you can't substitute God in no form, shape, or fashion. And this society is actually, I tell people all the time, it's on drugs and what have you, that you're actually trying to simulate an artificial Christ, and you can't simulate him. You have to have the real McCoy. You have to have him, because all that stuff gives you a temporary deliverance. I mean, as far as you thinking, it's giving you peace. But as soon as you come off your high, that stuff is waiting, that problem and that issue is still waiting for you.
Amen. God bless. Brother Daniel, thank you for your question or your comment here, because we want to get some more people on the line here. So why don't you just hold on for a second, and we're going to let Pastor close out this portion of the interview, because we want to let other people come in. Plus, we value your time. We thank you for making yourself available to be on the internet program. Someone is being blessed as we speak.
Praise God. Praise God.
Now, Pastor, before we close out with this portion of our interview, would you give us words of encouragement, how someone that's on the verge of giving up on the verge of letting go, you know, a life, and just kind of dropping out of the scene. What words of encouragement can you get him to keep, hold on to God's unchanging hand?
First of all, the love of God is always extended to you, and he's drawing you daily. The Bible says, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. To respond to God's love is simple, and what the reason why a lot of times people contemplate giving up because they feel like they have no hope, or they have feel like God is not with them. God said in his word that he would never leave you nor forsake you. And especially those who have never accepted Christ, you hadn't done anything for God to abandon you. You just been a sinner. All you need to do is give your life to God and let him save you. But here's the catch. People think that contemplating suicide can end it all, but actually suicide starts it all. And you once you enter into the eternal realm, whatever state you're in, that's the state you'll live eternally, okay? So if you die unsaved and die unborn again, you will suffer the consequences of not being born again. But here's the catch. You don't have to do that. Christ said he died for you, ungodly. Even before you called, he've already answered. God came into the world to save you. That was his primary reason for dying on the cross. That wasn't a fluke. That wasn't a show. That was pure love put in action. And today your hope is accepting Jesus, because the Bible says he's the hope of glory. And I've seen people come that have been suicidal in my ministry, and God changed their lives. There's hope at the end. If you would accept God in your life today, he would prove to you that he really. I just like to challenge those who are without him and those who are contemplating suicide. Give God a challenge. I'd like you to take a challenge and try God from a sincere heart and really mean it and seek him. The Bible said he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. So if you would just give God a try before you decide to do something out of the ordinary, and just really be real with him and let him come into your life, and I guarantee you he will prove to you who he is.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you very much, Dale. Again, who am I speaking with and where your church located?
My this is Pastor Robert Ellis. My church is at 1488 West Main in Lancaster, Texas. And the phone number is 972-227-6955. You can call and leave an answer, a question on that line or whatever. And we'll get back to you, and we'll check it today and make sure that we can respond to your request or whatever. If you're trying to get to the location, we're also on the Internet at www.purewordchurchlancaster.com, and it has information and a direction with a map quest on it on how to get you there.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. I have seen you at the pulpit. I have seen you in the street ministry, and I know that you're a man to God because you've been used mightily by God. Thank you for what you're doing. God bless you and the ministry, and I'm looking forward to being a part of more ministries like this, because I know you have a heart for this type of ministry.
Yeah, we're gonna get involved with the street ministry and support you guys, man. And that's what kingdom work is all about.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you very much, and we'll be touching bases with you soon.
Yes, sir. God bless.
Amen. Oh, what a great interview that we had there with Pastor Ellis. Amen. And as he was sharing with us the joy it was being on street ministry, we have Brother Daniels on the line. Brother Daniel.
How you doing? What's up? Yeah, so it's tremendous minister. It's a fantastic week we're having over at the Revival, Reverend Lewis.
Yes, sir.
You got to get used
to
Reverend Lewis, man.
I'm just a servant, brother, so thank you for whatever God laid on your heart. And, man, you know what? It was a joy. You know, you are our official photographer at our live events. You've been over to our men's breakfast, and you've been part of the street revival, and you also furnish music for the revival. We're going to use some of your music today, And so we thank you, man, and for what you're doing in the kingdom. Rick, because our theme is help change your life. You know that. What better way can you do it? Through songs, through praises, through just words of encouragement, man. And you're doing your part. You're changing lives, man.
Amen. Amen. I try to do what I tell me to do, because my ministry started out at first with music. A lot of times, you know, I try to go other places with it and try to do other things with it. And basically, it wasn't my calling. It wasn't for me, you know. And my hands really have been anointed for psalmist. With some play music,
yes.
And now I'm trying to do exactly what God told me to do, to spread the word of God through songs.
Oh, that's powerful, songs. Brother Daniel. We got another guest coming up here in just a moment here. So why don't you just share with us some of the music that we might be listening to today at the revival? You know, because you put together some praise songs. And again, I tell you what. Tell us some the joy you got out the revival before we go into the songs. God, we're gonna say that for the latter part of our program.
Okay. Well, basically, what I got out the program, I see the people, and basically, like just like me being a photographer, basically when a person takes a picture, you're trying to capture emotions, and you're trying to put it into a picture, words into a picture. By when a person looks at a picture, they can basically see the message you're putting off into it. So when I take a photo, basically I'm putting in the sight words. You know.
Oh, that's powerful.
And basically, when you,
Brother Daniel, we got our caller coming in here right now. Okay. We got our next guest online. Hold that thought there, Brother Dan. Because what we're doing, we're going to try to get as many of our guest ministers to come on and just share with us the joy of being a part of that type of ministry. Amen. And so as we're calling them up here, you'll hear the phone ringing. And then.
God bless Pastor Mike.
Good morning, Pastor Mike. This is Brother Lewis. You're on the net. Welcome to our weekly internet program, Free on the Inside. Please introduce yourself and tell us about what God is doing with you. And, you know, you blew us away the other day in the revival. I think it was Wednesday night when y'all came down. It was Thursday. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It was Thursday when you came down. And, it was powerful. It was powerful. So please introduce yourself and tell us about the ministry that God has put in your hands to do.
Amen. Praise God. My name is Pastor Mike, and I'm the associate pastor with Victory Outreach Church of Dallas. Well, my pastor is Pastor Jesse Perez, and we've been serving the Dallas Metro Press for 20 years. And we're an outreach ministry, man, and we just reach out to the hurting and the lost that are bound. And we collaborated on Thursday. We came over there to South Dallas, and we just began to preach the gospel. You know, it was so many people that was hurting and afflicted, and we know that we live in a day and age where Jesus is the answer to every situation, every solution. And it was good seeing you over there Thursday, brother.
Oh, it was a joy to be there. You know, because I'm a product of ministries like this, brother, because I was lost. But now I'm found. I was blind, y'all.
Amen.
But now I see. And I thank God
praise
for
God.
You and men like you, man. And the scripture said that when you are restored, you're to strengthen your brother. We don't know what way we can strengthen somebody. Maybe a smile or a hello. Or maybe we can just point them in the right direction.
That's right. That's right. You know, it was over 15 years ago when somebody spoke into my life. I was at a place where I was down and out. Just got out of prison, been in prison 5 years, and went straight back to that lifestyle. And somebody simply came up and told me that Jesus had a plan for my life. And I was at that point where I just was willing to believe. And man, my life has not been the same ever since. And you know, that's what God did. He restored me and gave me my dignity back. I had a sense of destiny, and He put a great burden in my heart for people that are hurting and that are lost. And me and my wife, we've been serving God. We are overseers of our Christian recovery home, and our recovery homes, we don't just tell people about the gospel, but we bring them home to live with us, and we train them and we disciple them in the things of God. You know, this has been our vision. This was the vision that was birthed to our founding pastors over 45 years ago, and we've been going from city to city, country to country, preaching the gospel and restoring the lives of people by the power of Jesus Christ.
Hey, man, y'all had a powerful praise team there. And the young ladies gave a testimony, and the men was playing the instrument. Oh, what a great service we had. Now, tell us more about your victory outreach here, because, people need to know if there's some help available. They need to know
Amen. That
they're not in this alone.
Amen, amen. Matter of fact, real quick, and how powerful that was, the praise team, those were all our youth ministry. The young ladies, the young men, they were all in the youth, and our youth is called the gang, God's Anointed Now Generation. And all the testimonies, every testimony you heard, sir, was all graduates of our recovery home. They were all graduates, graduated, had gotten back into life, working, involved in ministry in the church. And, man, God is doing a great thing. We offer services, if your life has been destroyed by drugs, alcohol, prison, or whatever, we offer the hope of Christ. That's all we offer. People come in and they say it's a 12-month commitment required. Within that 12-month commitment, this is what happens. It's Jesus Christ in the morning, Jesus Christ in the afternoon, and Jesus Christ at night. And they do this 365 days, and God begins to rebuild and restore. People begin to dream again. Their hope is come alive in their lives. And I've just seen God do great things in the life of people that come in and surrender their life to the Lord. Amen. We have a women's home. Our women's home is located on 3003 Fairview Avenue, right in East Dallas, right off I-30. And we have a men's home. My men's home is on the ranch. It's 22 acres right there in Ferris, Texas. And we got about 18, 19 guys out there right now. And God is doing amazing things.
Oh, that's powerful. And, you know, that's what motto is for the ministry I'm a part of. It said, help change
right.
life in Jesus' name. And what you're doing is changing lives, man. You know, the Bible says you're going to go out and do greater things than I. But we can't give a blind man a restored sight to a blind man, but maybe we
Amen.
Can make him see the errors of his ways. We can't
right.
make a lame man walk, but maybe we can straighten him up and he can walk in respect and honor that God give him, you know. We can't give
That's
him
right.
a deaf man, a mute man, you know, his hearing back. But maybe by the word of God, we can change a life. You know, these are more
That's
than
right.
just words, Pastor. It's more than just
That's
words.
Right. That's
so
right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for what you're doing. And, you know, Pastor, I always like to know, and for our listening audience, what got you to this point here? Because, you know, ministry is taxing. You could be doing other things, but yet you make yourself available to be used by God.
You know what allowed me to be used by God is that God has spoken to my spirit in my beginning walk with him, that my life didn't belong to me anymore, that it belonged to him. And I became so grateful. I became grateful, and I didn't want to taste the world anymore. And it's a fight every day, but long as I stay grateful to God and seek the heart of God and want to help build the kingdom of God, I'm overcome this fight. So I just stay humble before God. I just stay humbled, and he allowed me the privilege to see right before my eyes people get touched. And that's the greatest thing. That's the greatest thing. You know, we stay in the street. We're street ministry. We go out and we minister a lot. And I see so many people that was in the same condition that I was in over 15 years ago. So many people
yes.
that don't have a clue, don't have an answer. And I just stay grateful. I just stay humble before the Lord.
We have a call on the line here. We're going to bring them in, and then we're going to get you off of here. But thank you for what you're doing, and God be the glory.
Praise God. God bless you. I pray that God continue to bless you and much success in your ministry and the radio station.
Hey, hold on now. Don't get off there. I got a call of man. Want to ask you. Brother Daniel.
Okay.
God bless you. We got our guest on the line here from Victory Outreach Church. Here, he just give us words of encouragement. He was a part of our revival come Thursday night, I believe is what it was. So we thank God for him. So is there any words of encouragement you like to say towards what you heard?
Yeah,
I like to encourage him, keep on doing what he's doing, because just like we were talking before he got on, that he noticed that hurt. People are hurt. You can see it in their faces. Yeah. Like, you know, like we're saying, taking them photo shows, everything. They hurt. They want somebody to talk to them. They want somebody to speak to their life. They want somebody to basically feel my needs and feel my hurt. You know?
That's right.
And you're doing a wonderful thing, just doing what we're doing. You know, God is seeing everything we're doing, too, and he's writing it down. You know? And
right.
One thing about it, God sees everything we do. There's nothing under
right.
the sun, you know? And basically, just like Pastor Edwards was saying, you know, like you plant a seed, rejection is all part of the ministry.
That's part of it, amen. That's part of it.
Amen. God bless you, though, Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel, we got another guest coming up on the line here. Hold those thoughts and comments there. I'm so sorry, bro. We're trying to get as many people we can in here, man, because we want everybody to feel the presence of God. We want everybody to be a part
that's
of the
right,
Bible.
That's right.
Now, Pastor, before we let you go, we want to thank you for being a part of what we're doing here. We want to thank you for supporting the ministry. We want to thank you for just keeping us in your prayers.
Amen. Amen. Vice versa, we can just keep you lifted up, and y'all keep us lifted up. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And what a great interview we had here. Amen. And God be the glory. Thank you very much, Pastor.
Okay. Thank you, sir. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Brother Daniel, you just hold on. We got another caller here coming in right now.
Okay.
Good morning, caller. You on the net? Good morning, caller. You on the net? Okay, that caller just wants to listen in, so that's great. We'll be back to you. You got a prompt on there that you can just bring in. We're going to bring another caller.
Hello?
Good morning, caller. You on the net? Yes, good morning. You on the net?
Fred Joe. Hello?
Hey, good morning. Pastor Raul, good morning.
Hey, Brother Joe, man. What a joy to hear you this morning. God bless everybody.
Oh, God bless you. Well, thank you very much. And this is Pastor Raul. He's the street ministry. He's the founder of the street ministry. Him and Sam have been doing this a long time, and they allow me to come in and just help them out from time to time. So we thank God for it. And, you know, our revival. You know, this is my second year being part of the revival. But this is, what, you've been going on 3 years with the street revival now?
Yeah, this is our third year, Brother Joe. To God be the glory. Yes.
So tell us about our street revival. Give us the name of the street, our theme for this year, and tell us about
sure,
some of the churches
brother,
that came down and blessed us.
All right, thank you. First of all, I want to say hi to everybody that's listening this good program with Brother Joe. God bless you. And we feel so excited today. It's our fourth day, actually, of revival. Third year serving God in Hardwood Street in Cooper, South Dallas. And this year, our Bible theme is Jesus, I need you. We think everybody needs the Lord Jesus. I need Jesus myself. And I think South Dallas needs the Lord Jesus. I think whole Texas needs Jesus. I think the whole world needs Jesus. So, well, we are so excited to be part of this ministry. The Lord has provided many, many people that are involved in this ministry, like Brother Joel and his church, and many other churches. So yesterday we have a great time. On Wednesday, the day we start, we have Pastor Rico with his church, Final Call Church, Hispanic Church. That was a blessing time. And on Thursday, we have Victory Outreach with Pastor Mike. Man, that was awesome. And we rejoiced
yes,
with the music. The testimonies, how Lord has been touching people's lives and changing and turning it around. Man, that was a good time. And yesterday we were blessed with Pure Word Church with Pastor Robert Ellis. A blessing, my friend. The Holy Spirit was moving, man. You were there, Joel. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
they were
yes,
praising.
Yes.
There were music. People were with tears in their eyes. They were coming to the prayer altar. asking for prayer. Man, they were touched. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that's been moving around this revival time. And today, well, this is not the exception. We have Pastor Joel Church, and I'm pretty sure you can tell us more about it, Brother Joel.
Today we have Pastor Gilmore is coming in from a Tabernacle Church, I believe the name of the church is. He's going to come on. He's going to bless us, bring support of his ministry team over, and we're going to have a great time in the Lord. But not only are we going to share the word, but we're also going to praise God in song, a Christian rap song. We got several artists that are going to come out because this year's program, we want to be able to draw young people. All week long, we've been drawing them, drawing them, and drawing them, but now we want to be able to continue to draw them. It's the weekend. People got a lot of time on their hands, and so we pray that they're able to come out and be a part of what we're doing. This morning here, the program going to start at 2 o'clock, and we'll be out there at 6. It's going to be at Hardwood and Cooper. We have a gospel rap artist. He's called Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost Rider, a Christian rap artist. He's going to give us a testimony and bless us in song. And then we have another guest artist coming out called OG. He's going to bless us in gospel rap. And then we have another one that's called Prophet C. These are young men that God has changed their life. They were gangbangers. They were drug dealers. But yet, God is powerful in anything that they ever achieve, and they want to come and bless our congregation, bless the community. We're going to have great food. Come on out and help us eat this up. I can't eat it all myself. So we're going to have food out there. We're going to have fun. But most of all, we're going to have the Spirit of Christ dwelling richly at that place there. You'll see us there because we're going to be barbecuing on the at the location. You'll see the smoke going up, and that's the glory of God. Just follow the smoke there. That'll be the presence of God. I got that for Raul last year when we barbecued. He said, hey, look at that, the glory of God, the smoke going up. But, Brother Raul, you know, we do different things in the ministry. We're pastors, we're brothers, we're servants. But, Brother Raul, did you ever think that God would be able to use you mightily and the people that you're associated with in the ministry? Because sometimes we feel like we ain't worthy. That's the name of our program, Free on the Inside.
Right. Well, now, Brother Joe, actually, I never thought about having a ministry You know, I'm blessed to be part of this ministry. And when people say, well, how you start this ministry? Well, let me tell you that I never crossed my mind to start a ministry. So about 4 years ago, we decided to just go downtown Dallas and just pass out food and drinks and read the Bible while they were eating. And it's how we started. You know, people were coming along the way and they say, oh, we want to be part of this. Can we help? Is there any way that we can help them, man? So it's been really the will of God. We never intended the applause of men or the name or anything like that, but just to serve the kingdom of God and serve the least of thee. Because, man, it's a blessing, Brother Joel, when you help, when you bless somebody. The Bible says in Psalm 41 that blessed is the man who has a regard for the needy, for the weak.
Yes.
Blessed is the man who considers the poor. The Bible says in times of trouble, the Lord will bless you, brother. And our heart has been the same. Serve the needy, serve the people, and at the same time, share God's word. I got a saying, and my saying is this. In one hand, we got a plate for food, and the other hand, we have the Bible, man. So we serve physical food and spiritual food. And, man, we feel so excited to be part of this. And I remember on Wednesday when we started this revival, I don't know, you saw this lady, this lady that she started crying and weeping. Everybody left, man. We finished everything. We kept the chairs inside the building, and she was still sitting in the same chair weeping and crying, man. I think the Lord was doing something precious, beautiful in her life, man. I was touched. Everybody was touched to see this woman being attracted by the power and the love of Jesus Christ, and she willingly gave her life to Jesus. And, man, I think the Lord, the Bible says that when one soul comes to the kingdom of God, man, there is a party in heaven. If one soul, and we felt so good to be part of this movement of God, and everybody's invited, any church is invited. We have no denominations. All denominations are welcome. We have Baptist church involved. We have Pentecostal church involved. We have Korean, Asian church, Hispanic church, the black church. All churches are welcome. Anybody is welcome. If you want to share your testimony, how God has been working in your life, you are welcome. You can come over. If the Lord touched your heart to be a part of this and want to buy, you know, a couple of drinks or plate of food and give it to somebody, come and be part of it. If you just want to come and serve or sing a song, whatever you want to do, you are welcome. We are looking for servants. We are looking for people that are committed to serve the kingdom of God and serve Jesus.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. You know, occasionally people ask me who's in charge, who's running it. I always tell them Jesus. Jesus is in charge.
Jesus is
so
in charge.
So thank you for backing
Amen.
That up there, because, as you know, I like to mention, because you have an Asian guy, we have a Hispanic guy, we have a black guy, we have a Caucasian guy, white guy. And so God uses all people. That's where heaven's going to be. I'm going to look up and I'm going to see people like Sam, and I'm going to see people like you, and I'm going to see people like Fred, you know, and then I'm going to see people like myself. But we all will be Christian. We'll be called. We're peculiar people because we're looking past our own self. And, you know, and what encouraged me, Raul, and I want to encourage you, don't get so caught up pursuing the things of God that you're not concerned about the people of God. Because Jesus said, love God all your heart and love your brother as yourself. So as we go through life, God is going to bless us with job and with relationship and good health. But we got to be mindful that blessing, we can also share that with other people. Say, hey, how God has raised me up from joblessness and homelessness and whatever it may be. And I love that. Don't ever get so caught up pursuing the things of God. We're not concerned about the people of God. Thank you, Brother Raul. I'm not going to hold you up, but I wanted you to come on and I wanted you to share about the mission. Hey, one other thing before you go. After this revival, what are we going to do next Sunday?
Well, next Sunday we have the Korean church coming. You're talking this coming Sunday, right?
No. I'm talking about after the revival over. What are we going to do next weekend, next Sunday?
Well,
I've alluded to, we're there every week. It ain't just a revival.
Right,
so tell
right.
Us about
well,
the time
actually, our new event that's coming is our retreat, our team retreat. We're going to have a retreat time with our team and seek the Lord in prayer. But next Sunday we have our service. The Korean church is coming down with Chinese food, Chinese buffet, and great music, great testimonies again. So we're still having good time with the Lord, brother. Every Sunday we are open. Every Sunday. I mean, every Sunday is every Sunday. If it's raining, we are there. And you know that.
I know. That's what I wanted you to tell. Because we don't do this just once a year. It's every Sunday, and it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And there's no cost involved in it. God blesses us, and you know, because the ministry is self-supporting. You know, we don't take up an offering, because some people that we minister to are unable to pay anything. And so God is able to bless us. And so come on out and be a part of this blessing.
Yes.
Be a part of this ministry. We're there every Sunday from 2 to 6. And we're on the corner of Hardwood and Cooper. You can see us off the freeway. If you happen to pass us, you can turn around and come on back. You know, that's called repentance. You might be making a mistake. That's an opportunity to turn around and make your way to the Breath of Life mission located in South Dallas.
Yeah, brother, can you let me say something else?
Yes,
I want to take the time to say to your listeners, because I know you have a faithful listeners enjoying with your program, that we need donations like clothing, you know, shoes, blankets, anything that you might have in your closet, especially women, you know. I know women like to keep the closet full of stuff, and maybe you're not using them anymore, sister, brother, you have extra and you want to be a blessing for somebody else. We have people that really need it. Yesterday somebody was asking me for a pair of shoes. His shoes were totally destroyed. He said, brother, I need a pair of shoes. So we are asking you your help, your cooperation. If you have anything that you would like to be part of it and help the needy, use clothes, jackets, blankets, whatever that you might have in good condition, it's welcome. As Brother Joel says, we are located in Harwood Street in Cooper, along the Highway 175, very close to Martin Luther King Boulevard. I mean, you are familiar with that area more than me. But anybody is welcome. God bless you and have a good day.
Hey, man, God bless you. And thank you. Looking forward to seeing you in a couple of hours. The clock is ticking. It's ticking. It's ticking. It's almost revival time. Our fourth day of our revival.
Amen.
Hey, man, God bless you.
God bless you, God.
Hey, man. Oh, what a great interview that we had with, Brother Raul. Hey, man. And we got another guest coming up here. But Brother Daniel, as we get ready to write. Brother Daniel, you're going to bring Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel.
I like to hear Brother Raul talk, man. I like it, brother, man. Last week I was over there, man. I said, man, thank God for Brother Raul. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you know, I'll be saying, God put him over there. That special person. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what it is, man. You know, yeah, God put that on his heart, and God bring men and women in to support. We don't take over. We walk beside. And that's what ministry is about, brother. You know, sometimes people want to get ahead of things. But sometimes if you're just within somebody, God can bless you to bless them and bless them to, through you. So it works both ways. But we got another guest that's coming up here, Brother Daniel. And then me and you going to close the program out, okay?
All right.
Hey, man, we're going to call up our next guest here. Hey, man, we have the minister that's going to be on the roster today, and he's going to share with us, Rev. Gilmore. And we're looking forward to him coming on and just sharing with us, thus says the Lord. Hey, man, you'll listen to Free on the Inside. Internet program to inform you, encourage you, and challenge you to be all you could be. We have a weekly internet program that we come in and we talk about ministry and about ministry. And if we see that
thank you for calling Multiview Road.
It's not available right now, so we're just going to give him a call back later.
And I'll return your call as soon as possible.
And we'll just touch bases with him at a later date. We're going to try to get him in this show, in this portion of our program before he gets off the air here, before we get off the air. Now, we're going to bring back Brother Daniel for a few minutes, then we're going to call up our guest again. Now, Brother Daniel.
Yeah.
Our guest wasn't available for right now, so we're going to just talk a few minutes, then we're going to give him a call back, okay?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I know, like I was talking about at first, how you seem like you take a pitch, Rem Lewis. Like,
yes.
It hurt. Basically, when I can put it back to a perspective of when a person is a ministering to people. A lot of times, when the Holy Spirit is inside of a minister when he's conducting a service, he's speaking to the preacher at the same time, but at the same time, the people's ears have to be open. They have to be able to receive the word. And if you got distractions around, like, you know, like some services, they kind of get mad when people walk around and making noise, and basically, you're supposed to be still and listen to the word. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Go right ahead. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, and basically, when God is speaking, it's like the Holy Ghost enters the minister's, and he speaks out in this word that he's trying to convey. It can be a word, a message. It can be a prophecy about a future event that's going to happen, or some warning about some thing that he's trying to put across to the people to listen to. And that's why sometimes you see some preachers, well, they kind of suffer because God has spoken to them and they didn't do what God said do. Well, you can go back to the Bible. We talk about Jonah. God told him to do something, but he didn't want to do it. He ran. And his life wasn't together until he did what God said do. And what I'm saying, in this day, God is pouring out his spirit on the people. He can see the hurt, and he can tell them about the pain, but he wants them to be obedient You have to be obedient to God's word in order for God to change your life. You have to obey. Now, if he tells you go certain place or do a certain thing, or one day he tells you stop drinking, he keeps noticing, well, oh, what's speaking to me? Don't drink anymore. He'll take the taste out your mouth. He can take the smoke taste. He can take the lying spirit out of you. He can take the cheating spirit out of you. There's all kinds of demons of revolution. You know, it's a glutton spirit for a person that steadily eats all the time. For sin for that, sin over, you know. And basically, if you don't obey God's word or his voice that he tells you, well, he can't let anything come prosper unto you. Basically, that's what, you know, basically is what those people on the street are really going through, too, because some of them not hearing the word of God. Now, I might be a little bit too hard right today, what I'm saying, but basically, it's something that they didn't do, too. Are you reading me, brother? You know?
I'm listening to you, though, brother.
It's not left up on you, to you. You know, God put it out there on your heart, but it's left up to you to heed the voice, heed this word, and make a change. The word repentance means to change. You have to change. Repent. That was on the words, the first thing that John the Baptist put up on the heart of the people. Even before Jesus came, John the Baptist told the people to repent, to change, change, change. And everybody looked at him, they thought he was crazy. You know? And he's going around baptizing people. Then they say, I'm not greater than the one that's come before me. He's coming, he's greater than me. And they thought he was the Messiah. You know, but at the same time, he told the people to repent, change. Revolution, you know, today we're looking at a lot of these things that are happening in the world today. We've seen all these catastrophes and some things that's happening with the world. We see they're bringing a lot of people in from another country. A lot of people are mad and angry. They don't want to, you know, do what. But God said, feed the hungry and feed the sick. Help the sick. Feed the people that need help. Now, so if the person is in another country and his government is making him feel unwanted, they're punishing them, and they want to come to our country and they asking for help, you're supposed to help them. God said, help the people. Don't feel bad about helping somebody. It's love. And that's one of the basic commandments Jesus gave us, to love each other. Love your brother. Love your brother and help him. Help him when he's down. Help him when he's up. Show the love and compassion for your brother. And there's a lot of people on the street. A lot of people see them. They want to go to certain churches. They get rejected because of the way they dress, the way they smell. You know, your hygiene might not be up, and they get kind of, you know, rejected, and basically you can see it in their faces, man. You see, man, I need somebody to pour out this love on me because I'm hurting on the inside. You know, yesterday Pastor Ellis said a lot of the people, man, no only they've been molested, man. You know, sexually molested, man. You know, and they don't really know who to go to talk to. They talk to some people, man, and guys tell them, hey, man, get away from me, man. You know, I can't help you. You know? And so basically, you have to show love and compassion. Amen?
Amen. I'm listening to you, brother. And, you know, Rick, that is so true. That is so true. You know, as you were sharing, you know, and that, how better way can you show love and compassion by doing what your Father in heaven, ask you to do, It's the word says, if you hear my voice today and harden not your voice, I bless you going out, I bless you going in. But also, I bless the things that you put to your hands to do. Sometimes we want to know why some things ain't being done right, because you're not listening to the voice of God. We all have failed short of that at one time or another. But, you know, we say, if you, you know, my sheep that knows me and they hears my voice. And so we have to be mindful. It's a lot of things calling us, brother. It's a lot of things want our attention. But what greater value is it to have God, man, calling and reigning richly in your life? You know, I'll put a scriptural. What profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his very soul? You know, that's why we do the ministry we do, man. That's why I do what I do, because I know the benefit of it. And sometimes we look and we see people's lives ain't changing. Well, guess what? Mine didn't change overnight. Yours didn't change overnight. And sometimes we try to encourage people because we see the things that they're facing, and we don't want them to go through that. But like a rebellious child, they're going to do what they want to do. But God be the glory. And what we can do is just go to them and repent. You know, not repent, but just say, hey, I still love you. If you want to do what you do, you do what you do. But I'm right here for you. And remember, you got a place to come to and share. Like the prodigal son. They went out and spent up all his resources, but yet he was able to come back home. Are we able to go back to Jesus after we've wasted our life, our energy, our health? Are we willing to go back home? You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying, D. I had a poem today, too, you know, facing. The name of this poem is called The Measure of Faith. Faith is measured in pounds of adversary. Affliction is added to maintain steady growth. Trials are there to the nature of the hope. Tribulation is blended to bring forth out your patience. What about this patience? Is it really in my need? How can this be? Why done for me? Perfection is the end result of long suffering and prayer. Why do we all seem so surprised? Surely you knew when you prayed for faith. Our Father is faithful and hears every prayer. Faith is given, but must also be earned. There is a weight attached to faith. The greater the death, the deeper the faith.
Amen. That's so true, brother.
Yeah, y'all are graduating from the University of New Orleans. Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
Faith. That's something been coming up all day, man. You know, like faith is something, man, you really have to do, have, man, in order to achieve, you know, love God too. You have to have faith in what you're doing, and be steadfast, and don't deter from what you're doing. It's like this street ministry guy. You know, like, you know, you might one day you might say, man, I don't really think this is working today, man. You know what I mean? But see, you know, you can't see it. You can't see it right now. You can't see it today. But tomorrow, when you reaping these seeds you sow on today, Reverend Lewis, tomorrow, or next day, or whenever, you're going to have a crop. You're going to,
amen,
the seeds you plant today going to be your reward for what you did. You know, you can't see it today, Dick. Like, you know, you say, man, you know, how are we going to come up with this to help these people, you know? But God got something. He got something pretty soon for us. We can't see it right now. You know,
that's so
true. On this internet program right now, you know, might move the heart of some rich person. You know, somebody got some money, man. I hear these guys struggling right now. They need clothes, they need shoes for the homeless people. Man, I got a lot of money. Why don't I just donate some money to these people? You know, why don't I just touch his heart. Go out, God, just touch this person's heart. People trying to get these people.
Hey, man, God bless you. Brother Daniel, we got to get out of here, brother, because we're getting ready to make that transition. But before we go, we'd like to thank you for being on here. We'd like to thank our guest that was on here today, Pastor Ellis from the Pure Word Living Church, and also Pastor Mike Shell from Victory Outreach Church. They're both located in the Dallas area, and we love you to come on out. They're part of our street revival, and we're going on with the revival today. We're coming over with Rev Gilmore and his church is going to be over there, and we're going to have a great time. We're going to have some gospel rappers, yeah. And we're also going to have good testimony, and we'd love to have you to come on over as we get ready to get on out of here. Brother Daniel, go ahead and close us out, and we're going to get on, make this transition, and thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah, Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessings. We ask for all your goodness and your mercy that you have. Help these ministers. Help them in the word. Help them pour out into people's soul. Help them to enrich them with the Holy Spirit. Help fill them. Fill them with the Holy Spirit and to change their lives and make them be productive people of society. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, now, Brother Daniel, being free on the inside is what we're all about here. We want to thank you for doing what you do. We want to thank everybody for being a part of what we're doing. And as we get ready to close out, Brother Daniel already had gave us our word of prayer. So we're going to close out this song and give God the glory. You're listening to Free on the Inside. Amen. God bless you.